As director of marketing for the Liebert AC power business, Michael is responsible for power distribution from the UPS into the rack, as well as the rack itself. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, Michael, can you share some advice for the organizations out there that are encountering challenges as they add equipment to their data centers and computer rooms?
Sure, Tom. Let's start with what our customers are telling us. Some of the issues and concerns that they're seeing on the power distribution side is a lot of excess cable restricting the airflows on their data center floor. Branch circuit monitoring enable them to check for overload, speed and ease of adding additional branch circuits to their devices, cable management inside the rack, and the ability to turn on and off receptacles on their power strips in the rack. Some of the things on the distribution, on the impact of reliability, has been traditionally looking at the UPS. Some of the things is outage protection, availability, reliability, and maintainability. And if you look at an Uptime Institute survey that's been done on downtime, it looks like about nearly 80% of the downtime is caused from devices from the UPS to the load. So therefore, this is very important that when we look at the distribution, that we establish a distribution that is very flexible, adaptable, and has the ability to change to future needs. Why this is very important is because we have a change in responsibility. Typically in a data center, the responsibility was the facility, the contractor, and they made all the decision about the equipment that was supplying the power from the input of the data center to the rack itself. But this is changing. Today, the facility and the IT manager are involved together along with the engineering and the contractor. There's a responsibility shift going on in the data center. The facility manager has typically been responsible from the utility to the load. Now we have a change in responsibility where the IT manager is now responsible for the room to the rack. We have new devices coming into the data center where this shared responsibility is creating issues. Some of these devices are the FDCs, the FPCs, power strips, and static switches within the rack. They both have an interest in understanding and knowing exactly what has been plugged into these devices from different perspectives. And therefore, it's very important that we give them this visibility to both sides. We see a trend towards centralized desktop servers and are making our way into data center, requiring high availability as centralized solution versus the traditional desktop model. Other things that we are seeing coming into the data is voice over IP taking over from the traditional PBX system, and the demand for flexible, adaptable system are now being moved to IT. The equipment today are offering much more processor power in much smaller footprint. So even power consumption may have gone down per MIPS, you can get a lot more into a rack with, due to the smaller form factor, and hereby creating a rack with a lot higher power density. We're storing a lot more information, and users are expecting to have availability to this information 24/7. So what are some of the challenges for some of those new devices? They pull a lot more power than they used to. They have a lot more circuit. We have devices now with up to 4 power supplies in a single chassis. They have a lot more cable, and they're also giving a lot more heat away from it, creating a lot more problems in the rack. When we look at the evolution of server racks, here we have an example from 96 to 2005. If we look in 96, we could house about 14 servers in a rack. They all had single power supplies, and each of them were only using about 300 watts of power. They were using 220 volts, and they have only 14 cables. If we then move on to 2005 and look at it, each blade center, in this case here, the IBM X series, can house 14 servers. Each blade center also has a dual power supply. Each of these consumes 750 watt, and they're now using 208 volt and have 24 cables. So there's a lot more challenging in managing these things in the rack than there was in 96. If we look at these load trends and their application going forward, we can see that computers are going to use more and more power. They're going to get more and more dense, which is going to create more and more heat into the rack that we need to get rid of, and also delivering more power to each individual devices. So a lot of new challenges are facing us going into the future of the distribution. On this slide, I'm going to show you an overview over the distribution. starting from the left side, looking at where the utility actually comes into the UPS, and where we from the UPS distribute it to an FPC. From an FPC, we could step down the voltage to, for example, 208 and distribute that to an FDC. The FDC then has the multiple or branch circuits, where we then again can distribute the power to each individual power strip. These power strips are housed inside the rack and gives you the ability to distribute the power across the multiple servers you put into the rack. If we look at the changes in technology, it goes towards more poles. In the old distribution, we were using about 126 poles. In the current distribution of today, we're using 672 poles. It's just the amount of power and the amount of devices that we need to power has just increased so dramatically. If we look at distribution, it means different things to different people. For the facility, it means from the utility to the load. From the IT, it means from the PDU to the panel, to the power strip, into the rack, and to the cable management. And there's different levels depending on the application and the customer, from basic to complex, from non-critical to critical, from availability to mission critical. So no two sites are alike, and you always need to adapt your site to your specific needs. What are some of the challenges we see in the existing data centers? Many of today's data centers are inadequate designed to manage higher power and higher heat density. In many cases, the electrical infrastructure is undersized from utility to the rack. With the higher density equipment going into the rack, the top third of the racks are increasingly vulnerable to higher temperature that really can impact the performance. In some cases, data centers simply cannot be expanded to accommodate the addition of more network and infrastructure equipment. Raise floor and airflow may be inadequate, and ceiling heights may limit your option for adding power and cooling infrastructure. So what is the challenge facing the data center going forward? There's an increasing demand for availability. People want information available to them 24/7, 365 days a year. Continued business demand for processing power, more data storage, higher density servers and increasing rack density, and the facility power requirement. So what are some of the objectives with this high density power management? We want to optimize the space utilization, scale the power based on growth, implement a two-stage distribution for scalability and manageability, facility equipment placement to maximize cool air to hot racks, put load level distribution as close to the rack or into the rack as possible, facilitate equipment change management, implement in-rack distribution, and perhaps most important of all, eliminate single points of failure in the power protection. So traditional single-stage distribution method meant centralized PDU, having home runs from that centralized PDU to each individual device in the rack. And there are some issues doing that. That means a lot of cables, a lot of circuits on that device, and which also means it's going to be more difficult to do change management. If you look at the single-stage distribution on a chart here, you will see you have the PDUs placed in the corner of the data center, and you're running the cable to each individual device in the rack through the hot aisle. And the reason why we've done it in the hot aisle is to eliminate the blockage of the cold aisle to give you a maximum cooling to the racks. But the single stage distribution also means blocked airflow, more circuits, bigger circuits, impossible to manage change requirement. And if you look at the pictures we have on this slide here, all of us can imagine how difficult it is to remove orphan cables in a situation like this. So what does mean? You get more and more cable, more and more orphan cables under the data center floor, which again creates blocked airflow, causing you cooling problems. If we look at the two-stage power distribution, deployment improves because we're distributing fewer and larger secured circuits to the FDCs, the FDC being the distribution in the rack row, instead of many smaller circuits to the racks. That avoids cross-aisle barriers to air movement, and it's easier to change out load cables because the cables are coming from a joint FDC instead of from a centralized PDU along the wall. So management of the cable, removing orphan cable, is becoming a lot easier to do, and therefore, eventually, you won't have all this air blockage under your floor, hindering you to cool the equipment. If we look at the two-stage distribution versus the single-stage distribution, that role of the PDU has changed in the two-stage. Here we feed from the two-stage not directly to the rack, but to the distribution cabinet in the rack row, which we call FDC. We can size the PDU for growth and then simply accommodate new additions of new racks by adding breakers to the PDU in the rack row. Adding an FDC to the rack row is now very simple compared to making a home run. Within the capacity of the PDU, we can expand to accommodate our further growth in the data center. This ultimately makes adding new IT equipment a lot faster and less costly, and without interrupting the power to your equipment. So here in the illustration, we have visualized what the difference is between the two kinds of distribution. On the top, we have the single stage distribution distributing directly to the load in the rack. And on the lower part, we have the second two-stage distribution, where we distribute from the centralized PDU to a distribution cabinet, the foundation distribution cabinet. From that cabinet, we distribute directly to the rack's load. This gives us a lot more flexibility and enables us to do change management a lot easier. In the two-stage distribution, power is distributed from the centralized PDU to the load-level distribution cabinet showed here, which are Liebert's FDC. From here, it goes to the rack. Now we have the ability to achieve hot-swappable scalability. We can add, remove, or change breakers without affecting any of the equipment. That would provide benefits in terms of both flexibility, adaptability, and a lower cost of ownership. Some of the benefits of the two-stage distribution is you'd have the PDU to multiple FDCs. You get more distribution power per square foot via more breakers per transformer. You limit the number of cross-aisle obstructions. You reduce the restriction of the cool air. It's easier to scale due to the PDU I-line distribution panel. It's easier to locate, replace, and add circuits. You also have a lot shorter runs, and you can very easily manage your branch circuit distribution. In-row power distribution is somewhat different from what we've been talking about until now, but it supports some of the same things. It supports moves, it supports changes, it helps you quickly adapt your data center to the new equipment you bring in there. Adapt to high density, it supports high availability schemes, and it supports circuit level monitoring. When you're talking about distribution in row, we're talking about using an FDC, a foundation distribution cabinet, that distributes the power to the IT devices. The FDC has the possibility of hold up to 4 225 panel boards. It can have a high density of pole counts in a very small footprint. It's located in the rack row. It gives you ability to do over, under, or across cable feeds to the racks. It also gives you ability to have an A and B feed into the same rack, thereby having a high availability distribution just utilizing one foundation distribution cabinet. One other way to facilitate equipment change management, by utilizing advanced power distribution within the rack in form of a power distribution unit, you can get scalability, manageability at the load level. It gives you the ability to change, remove, or add equipment very easily. It also gives you the ability to real-time monitor the individual device you have connected to that power strip. You can reboot individual loads as well. Single IP address reduces the cost of managing each individual power strip. But utilizing power strip also reduces or remove obstacle under the floor by having a good cable management inside the rack. They're easily installed in existing racks without removing any equipment. Well, one of the things that's important when you talk about the power distribution is also to think about where you're placing your cables that you're distributing the power to the equipment. One of the important things when talking about power distribution, also thinking about where you place your cables in the aisles. In this example here, we're showing that we're using the hot aisles to distribute the power in, because we don't want to obstruct the cold aisle and hereby limiting the amount of cooling that we can bring to the devices. This is very important when we place your cables in the data center. If you look toward the future, there's a lot of new methodology that support changes. Today, we have 225-amp main breaker panels as a standard. Loads are requiring 120-volt, 15-amp circuits. If we look towards the future, we're going to see high amperage demand, I-line panel boards, higher voltage, 480-volt, We're also going to see 400-amp panel boards. But there's also going to be some physical issues associated with that. How do you physically connect a 480-volt, and what do you do about the safety issue? In adapting to the future power requirements, you could start looking at, for example, 480-volt remote distribution. In this case here, we have two FDCs, one placed on each end of the row. And for illustration purposes, we only have about four racks in the middle here. And you're bringing the 480-volt directly to the devices. Today, there are only few devices that require 480-volt. But it does give you some advantages because you lower the amperage that these devices are drawing, and hereby you're also lowering the size of the cables that you're using. But it doesn't come free. There are other issues associated with using 480-volt distribution in a data center, here among arc flash, which will require some special precaution in changing out equipment. One of the important things about the power distribution is the ability to manage it and control it and monitor it. But with our power distribution, you have the capability to interface to your building management system so you can get a load management monitoring. You can monitor not only the panel boards within the power distribution unit, but you can also manage power strips which you have inside the rack itself. You can maximize the panel board usage by monitoring and controlling the power consumption. So this will give the facility and the IT manager a total distribution overview and the ability to respond to change at the load requirement. That brings me to putting the puzzle together. Today's data center offers multiple challenges. We want to do effective space and cable equipment and heat management. We're faced with faster processors, blade servers with higher power density. We have a higher concentration of equipment and associated cable. We have hardware that changes in size and depth. We have constraints in room design. We have insufficient or blocked cooling. And looking at all these challenges, we also want to try to look at how can we put a data center and a distribution together that eliminates the single points of failure. So if we look at this example that we have here, is we have a single UPS, a single electrical distribution panel, single cable per device. And as you can see here, we have some single points of failure because not only from the UPS to the distribution is a single point of failure, but from the distribution to the rack itself is single point of failure. There's some solutions you can do here. You can go in and you can use dual power supply servers. That at least eliminates the servers as a single point of failure, but it does increase a lot of cable under the floor. In this case here, we would add the use of smart power strip to eliminate the excess cable and improve the airflow onto the floor. But since we only have one single source feeding this power strip inside the rack, we still haven't eliminated any single point of failure. The only thing we have improved on is the airflow. In this case here, we have added yet another electrical distribution panel, and we have added a power strip to the rack. So now we have two power strips in each rack, and we have two distribution cabinets, but both fed from the same UPS. So in this case, we have actually succeeded eliminating the distribution, the single point of failure for the distribution, but we still have the UPS as the single point of failure. The solution to getting rid of that single point of failure is adding another UPS. In this case, we have an A and a B side of power. A UPS feeding its own distribution panel that again feeds its own power strips inside the rack. And on the other side, you have the B UPS feeding its B in distribution cabinet and then feeding the B power strip in each rack. And in the case if you have servers here with dual power supplies, you have now eliminated all single points of failure in your design. But there's other things to it. You want to make your cable runs as short as possible. You want to make your installation as simple as possible. And in this case here, we have taken a power distribution unit, which is an in-row distribution, and added to each side of the cabinet. This way here, we really eliminate a lot of cable runs by bringing the power distribution as close to the use as possible. In this case here, we have taken that step even further and added the UPS into the rack row as well. by eliminating some cable runs. But at the same time, we've also taken up valuable white space that we could use to put in revenue-generating equipment. So that's an option, and it all depends on what kind of solution you have in your data center, whether this is a good approach to you or you want to keep your UPS outside the white space. Even in today's world where most devices are dual-corded devices, there's still a lot of devices out there that are single-corded, posing a single point of failure in your data center design. There's a possibility to eliminate that by using a static switch PDU combination in there, enabling you to supply the A and B feed to that single-corded device. And the static switch will always ensure that either A side or B side is feeding that particular device, hereby eliminating that single point of failure. So in summary, by using two-stage distribution, you can achieve maximum availability and management. You can also achieve maximum cooling to your hot racks through optimal placement of your equipment in the data center. You can also facilitate change management through in-rack distribution. And lastly, eliminating single points of failure by introducing redundancy to your design. And thank you for your attention, and I'll give it back to you, Tom.